Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm so happy to invite you to today's special episode. It's a bonus edition for Christmas Advent, Advent Breathe. And we're going to help each other stress less as we walk towards Christmas. We're going to talk about the different stress triggers and what are some practical things we can do to lower our stress. I'll share a quick story that's inspirational. I'll share an empowering scripture to return us to feel God's love. And then I'll give a practical soul care tip, a challenge, action you can take this week to lower your stress that's inspired by God's word and given evidence by the scientific research that shows us how God created our bodies that we can help each other stress less during Christmas. It's such a heightened time of stress because there's so many different expectations, and yet God's provided a way for us to experience peace, joy, love, and hope. These are all things we long for. So let me invite you to get a free devotional Advent based on the things that we talked about on today's podcast for our Advent podcast. Go to my website, thebonniegray.com/breathe. And when you sign up for my newsletter, I will be so happy to send you a copy of this Advent devotional, the Breathe Advent devotional, so that you can really slow down, take a few moments, and reflect on the encouragement, and just take some time to write your thoughts. That little moment of slowing down can really reorient us and bring a spark of joy, peace, love, and hope. Again, head to thebonniegray.com/breathe, and you'll get that free devotional when you sign up for my newsletter. Well, you know, one of the things that I've always wanted to do is to go to the desert. I live in the Bay Area in San Francisco. I'd never been to the desert before in Palm Springs. So a few years ago, before the pandemic, my husband Eric and I took our two boys. They are 12 and 15, and we went down to Palm Springs in the desert. And one of the reasons I wanted to go was because I wanted to see wildflowers in the desert. I had read in Isaiah, God had said that to Israel, that they are like a blossoming flower in the desert. And I really wanted to see it. Well, the tour guide, when I booked the Jeep tour in the desert, told me he would not be able to predict when the flowers would blossom. We only know that the wildflowers blossom between March and May. So we went down, we booked it between that time period, but we had no idea whether or not we would have the ability to see these wildflowers. No one can predict them. Well, as we were driving in the desert in Palm Springs towards joining this Jeep tour, there were no wildflowers. And I was so disappointed because we had been anticipating it. Maybe we might see them. And I think it's a good metaphor about timing and the holidays. You know, that's one source of stress and disruptive to our peace is about the timing. There's timing in our relationships of maybe fractured family relationships or relationships that are strained, whether it's friendships or our significant others. And there's timing about jobs, about our financial situation, timing about our bodies, how we're feeling. Some of us are going through challenges in our health. And then there's challenges just adjusting to this new normal. Things are different in the past than they are today, right? So maybe the traditions that we had enjoyed in the past during the holidays, there might not be possible. Our children may be growing older and they have their new traditions, or perhaps we might not be able to see them. So timing is a source of stress. When do we do what? It's interesting, when we did jump into that Jeep for the Jeep tour, the tour guide knew where to go. He took us far deep into the desert, and Then there were some plants, and then there were some flowers. We stopped by the side of the road, and he explained to us, look, here are the wildflowers that are blossoming. And he pointed a little ways ahead. This is a good sign, because up ahead, it means there is an oasis. There is an oasis, even though it seemed everything up to that point was bare and dry. There was water traveling under the desert ground, streams that were going towards palm trees. You can see a cluster of palm trees, and it was an oasis. So friends, you know, during this holiday period, we might look at all these different stress points, and we may easily become discouraged because we're used to wanting to see resolution. And yet God is saying peace. And that's our focus for today's podcast. The peace that I'm giving you is not the kind of peace the world understands. The peace I'm giving you is my presence. I am with you. So we have this oasis in the midst of our mismatched timings, our things that are not happening, that we hope that would give us peace. God saying, I understand. I know it's hard. I'm here for you. I am your oasis. Come to me, all those who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You can rest here by the oasis. Get refreshed, even as we have to journey through maybe some really harsh conditions. So let's take a look at a story that is from God's word, a scripture that gives us this oasis. This lack of timing happened to somebody that also had to be challenged about her peace. It's Mary. Now I'm going to read this, and as I read it, I want you to take notice of what are the words or phrases that are touching your heart. What are the words or phrases that speaking to you? Because I'm going to have a soul care practice that will help you. It's called a breath prayer. I'll explain it later, but for now, I just want you to listen. I want you to take notice which words speak to you that are touching your heart. It's that oasis that God, like pouring fresh water onto your soul, is drawing you to Him, giving you rest. This is from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, trying to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you'll conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you'll call his name Jesus." Now, we skip over to where Mary's response was to the angel. "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" Another translation says, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" I think this is very wonderful for us to see that Mary also was a bit confused about timing. Wait, there's some good news, but it doesn't seem like it would be good news. The timing of this news was very odd because she wasn't married. We know that that's going to cause problems. And she didn't even know how it was going to be possible. And scripture says that she was troubled. And yet I want to have us focus on the beautiful oasis of God's word. O favored one, the Lord is with you. Perhaps today you need to be reminded you are favored. God sees you, and you are favored by God, and He is with you. He understands you. Mary was very troubled because she wasn't sure what all this meant. The angel's response is very powerful. He says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born and will be called Holy, the Son of God. Your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son, and she's in the sixth month. It was she who was called barren, for nothing is impossible with God. For nothing will be impossible with God." Perhaps that's something that can speak to you today. Nothing is impossible with God. And you know, this picture of the Holy Spirit coming to Mary, it's the same picture in Genesis when the earth was void and empty. It said the Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters, and God said, let there be light. Today, friend, if there's something that's missing in your Christmas, something, what is that? Think about that for a moment. Sometimes we avoid thinking about what bothers us, but studies in fact show that when we avoid thinking, confronting, or accepting what's difficult, it creates an avoidance anxiety. It creates anxiety. So in fact, when we talk about what troubles us, it actually helps relieve the stress. So feel free to take a moment to journal. What are the things that are bothering you? And that can be your prayer, sharing that. Just like Mary had asked, how can this be? She expressed her confusion. The second thing we see is that the Holy Spirit was doing a work. So God is still at work in you. He is with you, and nothing is impossible. The third thing Mary did, she had a prayer in response. She said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. Let it be to me according to your word. That is just a wonderful, freeing prayer. Let it be. That is one of the prayer practices I wanted to share with you. When something comes up and it's out of your control, you can pray, let it be with me according to your word. Another way to think of it is, let it be, God, as long as you're with me, I can get through this. You are with me. So let it be is a simple prayer. Now, what is the word that spoke to you as I was reading that passage? Was it the word beloved? Was it the word favored? Was it the word phrase, the Lord is with you, or nothing will be impossible? I want you to pray a breath prayer. A breath prayer is a simple way to pray using the natural rhythm of your breathing. Deep breathing oxygenates your brain and re-energizes you. Now, breath prayers are going to oxygenate your soul, just like the oasis in that desert with God's presence, and bring you to calm. This is a contemplative prayer practice. What you do is you close your eyes. If you're driving, you can just hold the thought in your mind. You meditate on a Bible verse, a word. Okay, so think about that word that God has placed on your heart. As you inhale, you speak his name, Jesus. As you exhale, speak your request. You can say, help me. You can say, let it be. You can also express gratitude. You can say, Jesus, thank you for being with me. Or you can give your request, help me. So this is a simple breath prayer. Every time you feel stress coming on, just take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale and pray this simple prayer. This is a wonderful way to pray without ceasing. That's one of your soul care practices I want to put in your pocket. It will bring you an oasis of refreshment. The second soul care practice is what is inspired by what Mary did. Now, after Mary received this news, it says, in those days, Mary arose and went with haste. She went quickly to the hill country, to the town of Judah, and she went to greet Elizabeth. We're told that Elizabeth was a little further down in her journey. She was barren and she was with a child, John. Now, when we're going through hard times, maybe you're trying to decide how you're going to deal with certain family relationships, what you're going to do for Christmas, what you're not going to do. Maybe you're struggling with health or finances, or even just simple things like gift giving that turn out to be very complex questions as to what to give to whom. Find somebody, an Elizabeth, to talk to. And so Mary, she went quickly to a safe place to talk with Elizabeth, because we know in this Christmas story, Joseph was going to break off the engagement with her. don't we? But we can see that she went straight to Elizabeth to talk to somebody that can be a good listener and also provide her with a good, safe place for her to share. So who is that Elizabeth for you? Who is this safe person that you can turn to talk and confide, who's a good listener? This is the next soul care practice I want you to do for this week during Christmas. It's called sharing creates resilience. Wholehearted friendships de-stresses and lengthens life. You know, in our digital age, you know, with all the social media, it's so easy to make the mistake of substituting online connections with real in-life friendships. But research shows that social media sites does not translate to closer online relationships. And in fact, it's real quality friendships that reduce stress, boost happiness, lengthens life. Studies show us that having friends to tell our stories to, honest sharing, that means not just telling somebody what you're doing, but how you're feeling. It helps us bounce back when we can confide in somebody. So if things happen that are just stress triggers, we can bounce back. If we talk to somebody, research shows you'll bounce back. So it's very important. And we see this in the Christmas story. Mary went to talk to Elizabeth. Well, I hope that this has given you two actionable things to do. One is just to slow down, take that breath, do that breath prayer. Second is to find your Elizabeth and to share with her what is going on and how you're feeling. Let's end with a time of prayer. The time of prayer, I want to give you this scripture. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." This is taken from Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. The word "be still" does not mean to not move. The root word of "be still" is to loosen your grip. That means anything that helps you loosen your grip, help you relax. The root word for "be still" is to relax. In the original Hebrew, what helps you relax? You can be free to do that. Give yourself permission. Be still, relax to know that I am God. Knowing that He is God is an experience. It's not an intellectual knowing. The root word for know is to experience. So relax and experience God this Christmas in the way that is best for you. Dear Lord Jesus, I want to feel your peace. But it's hard. You see all these triggers that are happening during Christmas. Help me to just return to the oasis of your word. Help me to be refreshed, to be reminded, even if there are difficulties, you promise that you are with me. Help me, Lord. Help me to let go of what isn't mine to carry. Help me to let go of what I cannot control and let it be with me according to your word. As long as you're with me, give me permission to rest a while with you and help me to experience you in a new way this Christmas that's personal and intimate just between you and me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for coming here into this world to love me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for taking this pause. And remember to go to my website, thebonniegray.com/breathe, and you'll get that devotional where you can just use it as a tool, just to journal, just a few minutes, and it will make a difference. Studies show that just 10 minutes of journaling is going to release serotonin, help move your brain from the feeling fight or flight stressful state, and move it to the part of your brain where you're expressing and writing down in an analytical way what it is you're feeling. And it'll help boost your mood, guaranteed. Well, remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Have a Merry Christmas. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.